At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is season two of the Core Queen podcast. We are back. We are back. We are back. And I have a special guest all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina, Tico.
How you doing? How you doing? You stay in the same damn state.
Well, kind of. I live on the other side. I live on the border. I live in South Carolina. Welcome, though. You are here. And I'm excited to have you here, but I'm going to let the people know who you are if they don't know who you are.
Well, you know, look, I'm Tico de Gallo.
Tico de Gallo. That sounds real exotic.
Oh, you know, I'm spicy.
Look, Tico de Gallo was from Raleigh, North Carolina. He is a comedian. He was on the Wild and Out.
Yep. North Carolina. Yep.
Okay. All right. Yep. And he is the 2022 Raleigh Roast Battle Champion. Don't come for him, okay?
Do not
come for him. Listen. And he is one of the hosts on the podcast, Straight to Tape. He calls himself the Joke Slanger. I'm saying slanger, not slinger. Slanger. He got jokes, y'all.
All day.
Don't try to come. Don't be trying to shoot the dozens with him. None of that, because he's going to roast your ass. I'm excited to have you here today, Tico.
Thank you so much, yo. Thank you so much. Yo. I'm proud of you, man. You're doing a whole bunch of good stuff.
Thank
yo,
you. Thank you. I'm sleepy, though.
Me both, yo. Me and you, me both.
So is Tico your government name? Is that your real name?
Plead the fifth. No, no, that's not my government name. My government name is it's Rodriguez.
See, I knew you was exotic.
See, Rodriguez, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you originally from Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yeah, originally from
Raleigh. Born and raised,
yeah.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I've met anybody that's originally from Raleigh.
Yeah, I'm homegrown, yo. You smell the pines on me.
So how you get the name Tico?
Well, interesting fact. My mother had me mad young. She had me like when she was in high school. And so when she graduated, I was there with her. So I asked her, I was like, you know, how'd I get this name? It's not exotic. It's nothing. I'm gonna tell you exactly what it was. It's two young high schoolers sitting in a bedroom looking at a book with names and saying, hey, that's cute. You know, I mean, you would think that, you know, maybe my pop might be, you know what I'm saying, Hispanic or something like that. Or maybe my mom went to Spain and she just hooked up with it.
Just random.
Just in a book. You know, I could have easily been, you know what I'm saying, Epimetheus or something.
Now that was random. Oh my God. Okay. All right. I thought it was going to be like this real.
No. They asked me what I'm going to mix with. I'm just nigga and nigga.
Oh, that is so interesting. All right. So how was it being on Wild and Out, North Carolina?
It was a good experience. It taught me like improv and to really like think quick with the jokes. You know, shooting the dozens is one thing. You know, you're shooting the dozens. It's the same you know, be doing that, but in a format of a timed format, it was good. It was a good time. I really enjoyed it. Met some nice people, yo.
How did you get on it?
They had auditions, and I found out real late. And so I jumped on, and, you know, there's a lot of young kids there. Mm-hmm. A lot of young kids, a lot of young cats that was there. And, you know, I guess I came in and I, you know, just wrecked shop and they let me in. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And how long were you on there for?
Phew. I'd say like a year and some change. It was just starting, but then COVID hit and that kind of like shut it down.
Dang.
That shut it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what motivated you to become a comedian?
I was going through a divorce. No, I'm just joking. No, for real. I was really going for a divorce. But speaking to people, public speaking. Like I was always like a shy dude. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was going through some things at the time. And I said, you know what? Let me go up here and speak this truth and just, you know. But I've always loved comedy.
Okay.
Like even when I was a kid, I always like watched Carol Burnett and all those shows, like, you know, Dick Van Dyke and all those old shows. Ooh, I'm telling my age. And, you know, and so I would watch those shows. And as a youngster, I was like, yo, that is always funny. So I've always found funny. So I wound up being funny, but not funny, but funny, ha ha.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, so I think this year kind of started off a little crazy.
Yeah.
Cat Williams lit some fire.
Yeah.
And it kind of just went on from there. So what do you think about that? The comedy beast, like that's, I don't know, it seemed like it went and just kept going. What do you think about that?
I mean, at first it hurt my heart because, you know, just being a comedian, just loving comedy.
Okay.
You would put comics on like a higher pedestal. Like I thought that, you know, what y'all fighting for? Everybody just telling jokes. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Like, you know, if you stole my joke, then maybe we would probably have some beef. But the simple fact that, hey, you know what I'm saying? I just thought that comedians would just got together, had a couple of drinks, told some jokes, say, hey, I'm about to do a movie. Can I hang with you? But nah, man, it's really, really crazy. Like, there's really some hardcore ass beef out this joint, yo.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it hurt my heart at first. And I was just like, I don't even know if I even want to deal with this foolishness. Because, you know, it takes that mystique out of just being a comic. Mm. And then you just put them as people. Like, people will always be people.
Mm.
And so now it's just like, oh, he's just a funny motherfucker just telling jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And instead of just being like, yo, that's Eddie Murphy or, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying, Cat Williams and, you know, that's, you know, boom, 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 you know. So, but on the flip side, as advertising is concerned, I think that was dope.
Yeah.
I think it was a dope move. I mean, it was something that was never done before.
Right.
So, hey, yeah. Kudos to whoever got the check. You know, if you got beef with me, I don't know. But, hey.
I think that's one thing that social media has kind of ruined for us as fans. Like, not like we don't want to see all of that. We just want to see the art. We don't want to see the beef. We just want to enjoy what they do.
Right.
But now we have like this bird's eye view of people's life and all this other stuff that we would never know about without social media.
True
so
that.
It's kind of,
I know everybody wants to know everything about you. You know, I'm like, I'm old school. So, you know, I like doing the like grassroots. So I'm hitting like open mics and hitting like shows and breweries and all that stuff like that and keep doing that, you know, but everybody wants you to be on social media like that. So I've had to open myself up to that note, but it's kind of weird because they want to know everything that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're taking a shit. It's a funny shit. Watch this, you know? And it's like, yo, dude, you need to know everything about my life because, you know, as a comedian, I'm sharing that part of me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now the social media thing is like, they want to see everything that you do. You go into the store, what type of chips you buying, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, you're core queen, you know, you flexing them abs all the time.
God.
So, you know.
They want to see everything. It's like they're watching a movie. So
yeah,
they want to see the next part. What's the next episode? What's the next? Yeah, so.
Exactly. Easy to tear you down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of my friends, he always says the bigger the audience, the bigger the audit. So it's like, yeah, you open it up. And now it's like, now everybody got something to say. Everybody's critiquing, and not everybody's not going to like you. So you got to have tough skin too. So.
Sure do. Sure do. So, yeah. Especially back in my day.
Yeah. So I know today has been going back and forth on the internet. I'm not sure if you've been keeping up with it, but now we got the rap beefs too. So now we're kind of bringing that back. Have you been keeping up with all of that?
Yeah. You know, I love hip hop all day long.
Okay.
This rap beef here is it's interesting because now I got to do math and I got to think. Before before it was just like, you know what I'm saying.
Oh my god!
I don't like you because of this and that. Now it's just like, you know what I'm saying. You take square root of 11, you times that by 3. You know what I'm saying, and then it understands on how many hoes you got. You know what I'm saying. So I love wordplay. Don't get it twisted. I love wordplay, but geez, like sometimes this double try cripple, it's got zubalu gym tricks they're doing with these lyrics is just, you know, it's a lot. So I'm just like, and then I'm like, you know, I'm in my 50s now, and you know, slang is always changing. So mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I need an interpreter.
Oh my God,
you know, but hey,
that's so funny.
I mean,
yes, yeah, it's interesting. I love it. I like, well, I just want to hear good music because I am over the sing song, nursery rhyme, fake, thoughtless lyrics. I mean, I'm from the East Coast, I'm from Philly, so I like real lyricists. So I'm like, I get it, I'm cool with it. I like to hear stuff like that, but.
I mean, that's part of hip hop, right? You know, beef is part of hip hop.
Oh,
it is a part of the culture. It was meant to stop cats from like fighting. It was like, you know, well, you beefing with me, you got a problem with me.
Right.
Let's dance this thing out. You know what I'm saying? Or let's rap this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or let's graffiti this thing out. You know, that's how it was. And you know, we could beef on records, but you know, once you take it to a whole nother level, like these cats now are doing some real, really, really ill stuff just for the likes, you know?
Yeah, it's social media, boy. These young kids, they anything for likes, shares, and views. And now you got the drill rappers who are really telling on themselves on the record.
I mean, it is what it is, you know.
Like, yo, what are y'all doing? Like, you actually killed somebody, now you're gonna rap about it?
Of course, you know. I mean, hey, why not? You know, because it's amazing, you know. You want to be rich. But you want to stay in the hood. It's a weird situation.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a weird situation. I mean, most cats that made it out doing real well moved out of the hood. So when they talk about being in the hood, they're not even really in the hood per se, you know.
Yep.
But who knows? I don't know. I don't rap. So, you know, we got these jokes now. You know, kid, you slinging my shit. Now, you know, we're going to have some problems. But, you know, yeah, no.
Because isn't that one of the things that Cat Williams had a problem with? Somebody stole his joke or something like that?
I mean, this whole community, everybody steals. But now the point is, you have to look at the time. It's information age. So we get things quicker now. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Like, you know, you can tell a joke from somebody from way back when, like, knock, knock, who's there? And then be like, boom. And that'll be your joke. But if somebody hears your joke, and they spit it out quicker because they have the social media outlook, then it's like, oh, that's their joke. Mm. Instead of having to work the joke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it takes like a good 4 or 5 years for your joke to be your joke without somebody saying it. You know what I'm saying?
But
they were still your premise. Believe you me, I know you are.
Uh-oh.
But yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that... you have on this Dave Chappelle t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for some reason, they keep trying to cancel Dave Chappelle. You can't cancel Dave Chappelle. But how do you feel about this cancel culture? Like, it seems like comedy, I don't know. It's not like how it used to be where you can't just say whatever you want without being canceled. I'm going to put that in air quotes. Yeah. I don't know if you can really cancel anybody. But what do you think about the cancel culture?
It's a weird situation. Comedy is like, I would say, is the last straw of free speech per se, you know, and rap, but not really, because you know they pretty much weave whatever rap's being played, you know, whatever But for comics, you know, we were the jesters of the king of the day. So we would tell what's going on in, you know, the kingdom, you know what I'm saying? And to make it funny and make it light for people. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, the things that we have to, that we say and that we, you know, spit about. But this whole cancel culture is crazy to me because who's culture? We canceling. Ain't nobody, who culture are we canceling? Ain't nobody told me what culture we, what culture is this? I didn't even know we had, are we culture? Is that, do we have one? When did that happen? 1960? When were we culture? I don't know who is it. So I don't know what we cancel, what we just like. And if you don't like something, you know, you get a whole bunch of people that don't like what you don't like because they don't like themselves. And then they wind up canceling you. Like one of my favorite movies is like Blazing Saddles. Like I love Blazing Saddles. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my gosh. You need to watch it before they get rid of it. Yo, watch that movie and I guarantee you they can never make that type of movie during these times. But it's a genius movie because it's all about like racism.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And how stupid racism is. So he doesn't just talk about blacks, whites, he talks about Asians, Jews, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. And it's such a great movie. But like today, you can never say some stuff like that. Like I got jokes that I try to curb every now and then. You know what I'm saying? And but lately of late, it's like I really don't care. You know, because I have to say what I want to say, and sometimes it might make people feel uneasy, and that's my job is to make you feel uneasy, you know, not just to make you laugh, also to make you think when you leave, you know what I'm saying, with me.
I was going to ask you that too. Like, have you, has it made you change how you do your stand up?
Yeah, it does. It does. The way that I say things, I have to be careful of how I word those things or say those things, but at the same token, when I get on stage, I tell them straight up, like, I'm ignorant. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm ignorant to the fact. Like, you know, I don't know about this, you know, LBG community thingamajig. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know I got some cousins that were gay. You know what I'm saying? I know that. So I know old school gay. You know what I'm saying?
Just regular.
I know regular gay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this part, this whole...
Oh,
he, she, me. Did you realize that now that they not only do they use he, she, the pronouns, now they can be seasons. Did you know that?
Huh?
Seasons. They can pick seasons. You can now you can pick your season. You can pick either you feel like winter, fall, spring, or summer.
Yeah.
They taking over seasons and stuff.
So wait a minute. So now the season can be the pronoun?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah. What are you? I'm summer.
Oh, God. I can't keep up.
I'm old school, so it is what it is until it ain't.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, you know. I just think it's a lot of names just for people to be able to fuck. I personally, I like guys, I like girls, and I like unicorns. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would like to dress up like a unicorn. I think it's just a weird thing for people to just be like, hey, you know what? It's okay. I like what I like. You shouldn't judge me for what I like, which is cool. But damn it, I don't need to know that.
But don't judge me because I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
I don't care.
And people get on like, you know, it's all this gay thing and everybody pushing this gay agenda, you know, on movies and stuff like that. I'm not upset about them fighting for that because shit, they've been seeing heterosexuals do the same shit for like forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But what I don't particularly care for is how hard they're pushing it. Like if it's a natural thing or in a movie or a show or whatever, cool. I don't need to see, you know what I'm saying, everybody fucking every like 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see that because if it don't push the story along, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, Holly Berry and Monsters Ball had nothing to do with it nothing.
That was so weird.
It was weird. It's all outdoors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. But you know that even that they had nothing to do with nothing. But they put it in there and boom. So
do you think that the cancel culture exists like in real life? Like, because they cancel people on social media all the time, but does that really affect them in real life?
I mean, it could. It might fuck your money up, or, you know, prime example, Tiffany Haddish. She's making a comeback. She just got into a movie, right? And she's doing some stuff. So, you know, for a while, she was like, you know, a little bit off the rails off of there, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, she's coming back. I think it's all about, you know, if it's one thing that America loves, it's a good comeback story. You know what I'm saying? So if you can come on back, then, you know what I'm saying, do it. But, you know, it's however you get it.
Yeah.
No Diddy, no doubt.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah. I guess they did the same thing, kind of, I guess, with Monique, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she was, you know, but, you know, I really can't speak on these things because I don't really know these people.
Right.
But at the same token, just by going by, you know, I'm saying from the evidence that's out, mm-hmm. you know, I've learned that, number one, I got to, on these contracts, I got to start, you know what I'm saying? When I start doing these shows, I got to start getting these contracts done. Mm-hmm. And I need to know how these contracts work, you know? Right. So from all this stuff that's going down, I'm learning a lot because mm-hmm. a lot of stuff would have been kept secret.
Right.
Like, you know, yep. they wouldn't have never known. But now I know, like, oh, word, mm-hmm. I can get paid for doing this. Mm-hmm. Ah, mm-hmm. you know, but yay, you know, but you never know until, you know, it happens. And that's one thing about our community, that we will hold on to some Woo. Shit, won't we? You know what I'm saying? We will hold Woo. On to it. So, but hey, it is what it is. I mean, shit, you don't see Jerry Seinfeld and what's another white comic? Bill
Burr.
Yeah, going at it or anything like that, you know? But I'm sure they got some issues, but they keep, you know, the money right. Keep that money right. But, you know, it is what it is till it ain't.
He said to the thing. So I'm not sure if you saw the episode I had with Ryan Davis on.
Yeah, I like Ryan. He's a funny dude.
And he said that we were talking about like internet comedians doing mm-hmm. the skits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he said that he doesn't consider them comedians. Mm-hmm. He just considers them like comedic actors. And he doesn't think that you can be considered a comedian unless you get on the stage. Do you agree with that?
True that. I mean, you got to work it. I mean, you got to work. That's just comedian. You can be funny. Mm. I mean, you can be funny. I mean, you know, you got the crew. You got to hang with some girls. You got that one girl that's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But put it on stage, it won't relate.
Right.
You know, because it takes skills to do that. You know, really does take skills. you know, cadences. Your voice. Trying to learn your voice. Liking your fucking voice. Mm-hmm. You know, and all that other stuff. So, prime example, DC Young Fly mm-hmm. put in work. You can tell he puts in work. And it's not just the wilding out improv right. things. Like, he's really on stage putting in work. So, seeing him from, like, when he first started and to see him now, like, on stage, like, I would go pay to see him mm-hmm. on stage.
Right.
But there are some other comedians that don't particularly, you know what I'm saying, translate into you know what I'm saying into that note. And that's like anything, like shit, Betty White, you know what I'm saying, she was funny as hell on, you know, TV,
right?
You know what I'm saying, all the TV shows and all mm-hmm. the shows, she's funny, but I don't know about her in stand-up, you know what I'm saying? So how can you translate, dude, you know what I'm saying, to do that? So but you know,
because I think it's a lot of, right now, there's a lot of comedians doing skits
right.
on social media.
Yeah.
And like I was telling Ryan, I saw one of those comedians on stand-up, and mm-hmm. it was bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that didn't translate well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they probably think that they could, oh, I'm funny online, I could just get on stage right. and do it. It's like, no, this is not how that works.
Right.
Like, that's a real comedian on the stage. That's an art. That's a skill. It's
exactly.
A gift.
It's like a Tyler Perry fucking play. You know, you go to Tyler Perry's plays, you laugh your ass off. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right there, and you know all that crazy stuff. But you do that same play and put it in a movie theater, they'd be like, "What the hell is this shit?" You know what I'm saying? Because it won't translate that the live action that you feel there on the television. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So since Tyler Perry did what he did, I'm like, not knocking you, Tyler, because I want to work with you, dog. not knocking. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I understand the process. And now he, you know, he takes the thing and he, I mean, shit. Everything he does now is basic television, what we used to like as Blacks. Like, all his movies are nothing but God and Light.
Yep, soap
operas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Soap operas. Yep. That's it. All his soap operas are basically the format of the old soap operas that, you know, we used to like. So, hey.
Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody was clowning him with the plays and the, like, but he had a bigger vision.
Hey, well, you know, everybody always clowning about somebody that's doing something that they ain't doing. Hell, shit, they did the same shit to Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't hurt him, Hammer.
Yeah. So do you think that, because we're talking about like the internet comedian and stuff like that, do you think social media has helped or hurt comedians?
Comedy?
Yeah, comedy and comedians.
Both. I think it does both. I think it hurt for the simple fact of the old school, the cats that's doing it the old fashioned way, like I'm doing it, the grassroots way, going to these clubs, going to these rinky dink spots, working these jokes, trying to get it. Where then somebody, you know, comes online and just says some funny shit, and then all of a sudden they just wound up getting paid for that. I think it's the money situation when it comes to that.
Okay.
Because I can make a video and be funny and just and cake off on this loop, you know. But now in order for me to get that type of money, I gotta work this joke until I get to a place of like doing stadiums or doing this, that, or other, or you know. So I think it's more of a money thing, and I think it's more of a just, you know, you got to learn it's the future, right?
Right.
Can't write checks forever, and you know what I'm saying. You know how it is. You know when you go to the grocery store, and you got that old lady. She's just writing that damn check.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Holding up the
like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Hit that button and you know what I'm saying? Hit that chip. But you know, she like, well, fuck that, you know, you ain't gonna take my money, you know, I don't see it.
Right.
So you got to either, you know, you either got to go with the flow or, you know, float on.
So the comedians that you're talking about, like as far as doing, like they do a shoot or something, or they put something online and it goes viral.
Right.
Do you think that they should also be doing the grassroots things, or they should?
I mean, if they want to be taken seriously as a comedian, but I mean, but like I say, it's entertainment. If that's your stick, if you can just do television, you can be funny doing television, then do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just, you know, just don't try to, you know, you can dip in the water and see if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but you know, it is what it's hard being on that stage talking to folks. You know, yeah, especially trying to make people laugh. Shit.
And it seems like they come in there and don't want to laugh. Like they trying to not laugh. I go to comedy shows and I'm like, why did y'all come if you don't want to laugh?
Motherfuckers got into an argument on the damn in the parking lot. So I'm looking to say some shit. I know you texting that bitch. Motherfuckers be salty and shit. Don't want to say nothing. And then when you say some stuff about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, stuff. So, you know. Yeah, so that's like all my jokes about, like, you know, relationships and life things that's going on and just stupid stuff. Just really stupid stuff.
Relationship stuff seems to be like the hot topic forever for some reason, all the time.
Yeah, it's always going, ain't it?
Well, yeah, it's always some problems. It's always something.
It's always going to be something, especially this day and time.
Yeah.
What about you? Hey, you know, what about you? I mean, how is it for you? I mean, doing this core, you know, thing. I know, like, y'all know you see people like biting your style, stealing your shit.
Oh, I don't worry about stuff like that. They not me, so.
That's what. Hey, well, that's what I hate. Hey, that's what's up.
They can try. That's fun. It's funny to watch.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't. And you know what's for me is for me. So.
Yeah.
They can't take what's already predestined for me.
Glory greens without the pork.
But you mentioned, this ain't even on my list, but you mentioned relationship stuff. And I ask this question all the time because it's just a mess out here right now. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to have a lot. It's going to take some generations to fix this
shit. There's just a lot of pee in that damn dating pool. That's all.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But one question I always ask, because, you know, I'm a girl, I'm a woman, so I'll be wanting to know, do you think that the modern woman has ruined being taken seriously? Like, have they ruined being dated seriously?
Modern woman. God damn, what the hell does that mean?
She ain't traditional.
Have they ever been? Have they ever been? I think now that it's weird for guys. Mm. It's weird for guys at this particular time and moment. Because before it was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go hit Mac, you know what I'm saying? Or I got a Jetta. Damn, I'm telling my age. You know what I'm saying? I had a Jetta with a spoiler. You know what I'm saying? I can get a girl.
Not the Jetta with the spoiler.
But now, but now it's like, you know, now it's like women are taking control of their, I guess, sexuality or however they want to be dealt with. And I think that before it was like, you know, as being a man, you had to do a certain thing. You had to go to work. You get paid. Take care of your house, you know what I'm saying? Take care of your kids, take them on vacation every now and then. Life should be great, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But nobody said, hey, you know what? You need to talk to your wife a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, she been ironing clothes and dealing with kids, you know what I'm saying? And like, you might need to ask, like, how was her day? Nobody said that shit. Everybody just said, this is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And as women, you know, they thought that, okay, I'm just raising kids. I'm supposed to be the nurturer. I'm supposed to washed clothes and do all this and that and other, right? And it's not that way. Instead of just saying, well, hey, hubby, I'm feeling some type of way. Can you take over and do this? It was not that type of thing. So now it's just like, well, hey, if you want to be with me, you got to do this and do that and do that. I get it. But the same thing with the guys, women got to realize that too, that men have boundaries too. And I think that it is very hard for men to approach women. Because it's to the point where it's either you don't want to get canceled yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because you say something wrong and then, you know, next thing you know, especially me, like I'm a comedian. So if I say something like, hey, sugar bum or something like that, I'm like, bum, what you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just trying to be sweet or something. Sugar bum is not very sweet. But, but you know. It's just like that. They could take that the wrong way, and you know, and that whole this whole Me Too movement, you know, I got a joke about that. Like okay, it's true. Okay. I met this young lady. Uh-huh. You know who you are.
Oh God.
She asked me for brunch. She said, "Yo, just Tico, let's go to brunch." I was like, "Cool, let's go." Uh-huh. You know, so I met her there. We ate brunch. You know, I ate, and she ate, and the waitress came and slid the bill to me.
Okay.
So I slid the bill to her. So she looked at me and she was like, thought you was gonna pay.
Well, she asked you to go though.
Bam. See, I'm not crazy. So I asked her the same thing. I said, but you asked me to go. Why would I pay? And she was like, because you're the man and you're supposed to pay. I said, that's crazy. I said, that's like me taking you to Disney World, driving all the way to Disney World. We get to the gate and I'm like, hey, bitch, pay. You know what I'm saying? Why can I do that? What? Exactly. So I, you know, kudos to the, you know, Kevin Fertilines and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a modern woman.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's hard to navigate that.
That's
because crazy. How did we come up with this?
Because that's crazy. But that's crazy too, because the modern woman told me about that thing, because I was one of the dudes that be like, you know what? Nah, I got it. And she was like, no. I asked you out. I'm like, okay, well, shit, fuck it. All right.
I mean, cause to me, that's just normal. Like, if I ask you to go out, that means I'm ready to pay and I want you to join me on this date. Like, I don't understand why that's even so far-fetched.
You know, everybody wants something for nothing.
Well, there you go with that. I don't know. It's too many rules for me. I can't keep up. I don't know who's supposed to do what, when, where, why, how.
That's why I'd be, I do this new thing. It's called master dating. You never heard of that?
No.
You know what master dating is? No. Master dating is when you take yourself out for like a good meal. Might take you over, might go to the movies or something. Mm-hmm. Go out for a good meal, good drinks, good entertainment. Mm-hmm. Come back home, and then you masturbate.
Oh my God! What the
fuck? So,
Tico,
it's self-love. Okay. It's the thing of self-loving yourself. And yeah, it's master dating. A lot of people are starting to do that now, you know. There's a woman that she married herself. Did you know that? There's a woman that married herself. But what if you can't stand yourself? How could you divorce yourself? You know what I'm saying? You don't even like yourself. Sometimes I don't even like me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I don't know. I'm just rambling.
Okay. I wasn't ready. Thanks for the explanation. Yeah,
master dating. Put it in your life.
Oh my God, yo, yeah. Self-love.
Yeah, I'm a cheap date though, you know what I'm saying? You give me some Arby's and like Big Bucks, Paducah Dunk 64, that's what? A DVD, I'm good to go. So I don't even need to take myself out, you know what I'm saying? I just go to Arby's, grab me something to eat, come on back home. Real cheap date.
Yo, what is wrong with you?
What?
Oh, I don't have my church fan, I'm hot. Yo, you are crazy.
Ew.
Okay, all right. Let me get back on track here because you didn't threw me all the way off.
Hey, put it in your thing. Tell me.
They say you learn something new every day.
Hey, I'm a life coach.
Apparently. Oh my God. So let's bring this back together here. All right. I got a question for you.
All right.
Who is on your Mount Rushmore of comedy?
Jeez Louise.
Top four of all time.
Top four of all time.
All time.
Good gracious and mighty, man. Gotta put Red Fox up there.
Okay.
Of course, Richard.
Okay, Richard Pryor.
Guys, man, there's some dope white comics that I like too. I put Carol Burnett on there, man. She is hilarious, yo.
Okay.
She is hilarious. And I've seen some of her stand up too. She's fucking hilarious. Mom Mabel's.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Mom took it back.
Yeah,
he took it back.
Yeah, those are all the type of styles I be mixing my stuff up with. So okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's Mount Rushmore.
There's some pebbles around the corners, but they'll stick those to the faces.
Okay.
Now I'm looking at the faces. That's weird. That's weird, yo.
It's weird. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So who do you think is this generation's most influential comedian?
Dave Chappelle.
Mm.
I'd have to say Dave Chappelle. He hits topics, you know, that's usually not that we discuss, but we really don't discuss outside of. Obviously, mm-hmm. Colored jar. He'll say some stuff and won't really talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Dave be like, oh, and then be like, oh, you know what? I was thinking the same thing. You know, I think that. But there are some up and young coming. I mean, there's some comics coming up here, man, that are like these young cats, man, that are doing some really good things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking anything away from Kevin Hart because Kevin has shown us the same thing that Eddie Murphy has shown us, mm-hmm. that we can be marketable and we can make money mm-hmm. doing this thing if we, you know, think outside the box and continue to do what we have to do. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. I think that's good. It's funny because a lot of times when like Dave Chappelle comes out with a special or something or he mm-hmm. does something, I'll go and I'll read the comments like on social media and I'm like, people are slow.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I'm just like, y'all just slow because how do you not find how funny this dude is and how much of a genius he is, how he puts his sets together. And it's just like, wow. It's like mind blowing on how he does things. Right. And he gets you like he brings it all together and gets you to think.
Right. But, you know, a lot of cats come to shows just to be wanting to hear some stuff so they can hate on.
Mm.
You know, so it's about, well, I'm, You know, it's like going to an open mic. You go to an open mic, you are going to get everything. Things you don't like, things you might, you know what I'm saying? You're right. Like, what the hell? But, you know, at the same, these are people, these are comics working out material. Mm. They don't know if they're saying something. Like, one time, this guy, you know, he's trying to be edgy. I get it. He was a young comedian, just started, wanted to be edgy. And one thing about white comics is, like, to be edgy, they have to tell a black joke, you know? And he was like something about, it was Halloween time, and, you know, cereal comes out, you know, the Boo Berry and the Count Chocolate and all that stuff. And he was just like, yeah, Boo Berries are for, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you know, black folks, you know, they eat Count Chocolate, you know. And and so I was just like, I get the joke. I get what you're trying to say, coalition of that. But, you know, I'm like, well, shit. When I got on stage, I was like, well, you know, my favorite cereal is Captain Crunch. You know what I'm saying? Hey, white man probably, you know what I'm saying, brought slaves over here, you know? You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. Like, you know, I say stuff like that, you know, and, you know, yeah, it's weird. Because,
oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So what do you consider at the end of the day, end of your career, what would you consider it as successful?
Career?
Yeah.
In comedy?
Yeah.
When I can pay my bills with comedy. Mm-hmm. When I don't have to worry about my bills or worry about, you know what I'm saying, where my next meal is coming from, being a comedian. It's hard because, like, you know, especially, like, I started off late in the game. Like, I started off late. So I don't have that I won't sleep in my car attitude, because you know what I'm saying? Because I've done that when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? I've done that when I was dancing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hip hop dancing, not stripping. But you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just did that when I was a kid and I was chasing that dream.
Right.
I'm too old now to be like, you know what? You know, I'm just going to sleep in this. I got a Camaro. So, you know what I'm saying? So me sleeping in a Camaro is not the biz, you know, me. 50 and my age, you got to worry about your back. Ain't nobody studying that bullshit right now. So I got to keep a job, you know what I'm saying, to make sure the bills is paid
right,
to do what I got to do. Okay. But at the same token, I still grind as hard as I possibly can. I go to these open mics. Shit, I came all the way to Charlotte, talk to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got to put in this work and do what I got to do because it can't do nothing but, you know what I'm saying, make me better.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. All right. So could you see yourself in, like, movies and stuff, like doing comedy?
Yeah, I do like that. I think more a writer. Mm. I think my projection is more of a writing, but I want people to know that I'm a comedian. I jump on these stages and I do this stuff. Like, I have, like, a lot of things in my head that I want to put down on film and stuff like that. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think more writing, because you know what I'm saying, you know, don't get it twisted, you know, I'm Black Sean Connery, fine.
Oh my
God. I just peace, you know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is, ladies. And I am single. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, this guy is out of control, y'all. I didn't know. I didn't know. You are crazy as hell. Oh my God. So what has been one of your most memorable moments as far as, like, comedy, doing your comedy stuff? What's most memorable?
I remember my first laugh. She was fucking, it was crazy. I had, like, my real first laugh, like, a whole space was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I had did this joke. I had just got divorced. And I was just telling myself, yeah, and the crazy thing about it is, like, the guy gave me 10 minutes, and I was only had like 3 minutes of material in my head, because I thought, like, open mic, you only do 3 minutes.
Right.
He gave me like a whole 10 minutes to do shit, and I started rambling, just started thinking of stuff off my head, and I thought that was the dopest ill night. And I was like, yeah, my name is Chico de Gallo, you know what I'm saying? I've just got divorced. And this girl said, it's all right. And I was like, you must know that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And when I did that, the whole whole crowd just like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, this is what I need to be doing, yo. Like, this is like, it's like a drug. Like, you know, you be trying to, I am all about laughs now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care if a whole, like, if I know that you got a weird laugh, I'm gonna concentrate on you. I'm gonna be like, bow, 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 bow. Because I love laughter, and I think mm-hmm. that's beautiful. And I think that, you know, that's what we need in our life.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
some good old laughs, like some belly
yeah.
full laughs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was the most awkward or, like, worst moment on stage?
Woo! I was doing this show. Shout out to Jay Ski. That's my brother. You know, he always like supports me and stuff. And he calls me to do these. He does these jazz shows and stuff, mm-hmm. right? And so he asked me to open up for the jazz shows. First time was like, well, both times, Jay. Anyway, my brother, yo. The thing about it is, he calls me last moment. Mm-hmm. So boom. So I don't have anything prepared when I go. So, and it's like older people that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, what's the crowd, man? You're like, you know, it's about 35 and up. You know what I'm saying? So my tears like 35 and up, but not so up. And when I get there, they be up. You know what I'm saying? They be like 55 and 60s. And I'm like, oh, snap. Now I got to change my whole.
Right.
And so doing that in mid stage is weird and awkward. I love you, Jay. Call me earlier. I mean, call me later so I can have all my stuff together. And but it was weird, but I learned from the situation.
Okay.
And you just have to learn how to go through it, keep going, mm-hmm. push through it, you know. So always a learning experience, even good and bad.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay. So did you make the crowd laugh at that?
Oh, I mean, I made them laugh, but you know what I'm saying? It laughs were far from few, but you know what I'm saying? Was, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? So, you know, don't curse. And you know me, yeah, it was like a don't curse situation, you know? And I, you know, my mouth is, you know, dirty. Yeah. Oof. So. Yeah,
he made you work that night, huh?
Oh yeah, true that, true that, true that. Like a stripper with no titties. See my mouth, see my mouth. I'm so sorry. Oh, FCC regulations.
This guy, listen. So we talked about social media comedians earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite social media internet comedian?
Internet comedian,
and why?
At first, it was DC Young Fly, because, you know, it was amazing because he blew up on Vines.
Mm-hmm.
And Vines are shorter than TikTok.
Right.
And for you to blow up on Vines, you know what I'm saying? I mad respect for that right there.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, internet, like, right now I don't know this dude's name. I don't know his name, but he is... taking movie, like television clips and, mm-hmm. and movies, and he's explaining these TV shows.
Oh God!
But he's singing at the same time. But it's like, it's a weird thing, man. He's like, you talked about the Hulk in this, like in a swinger party and stuff.
He was
yeah, this day on the Hulk. You know, it's back at the old fashioned Incredible Hulk. He's
right.
Like, such and such and such and such. He's narrating this thing, man. It is so hilarious. But I'll let you know at the end. I can't remember his name, but that's what I'm listening to right now.
Okay.
But I don't know how he is on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that dude that does that, Lord have mercy, when he looks at the blinds and looks at the people getting the food.
Yeah.
That is hilarious to me. That is hilarious to me. But I know he does stand up, and I would love to see him do some stuff. I think he's coming here. I think he's coming to Raleigh. I think I'm going to check him out to see how he does, how that works
out.
Because, you know, characters and... And all that stuff on the stages.
Hard to.
Yeah.
Because everybody sees you as that character. So. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I agree with that.
And I ain't got no characters. Do I? Just me, myself.
Would you recommend somebody that's like interested in being a comedian? Would you recommend this career path?
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. If you don't mind like not eating and, you know what I'm saying? And, and constant ridicule and, you know what I'm saying? Long travels and, you know what I'm saying? Low pay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, by all means, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you cool with theft, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they steal jokes and stuff. You school, you know what I'm saying? By all means, come on down, be a comedian, you know?
Oh my God. You know?
It is what it is till it ain't, you know. So come on down. Come on down.
Do you wish you had started earlier in your career?
Yeah, which is crazy because I have footage of me like when I was in like freshman in college. Mm-hmm. Like I think not college, high school. Cause Comedy Central came with just started. Mm-hmm. And Comedy Central, they came to Crabtree and they were like, they had this, you know, come up, spit some jokes type mm-hmm. thing. And I went up there and I told some jokes. They were other people's jokes.
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't do that. Do not do that.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I'm saying? Do not do that. I'll spit that joke, man. You know, I'm just kicking. I didn't know no jokes. I was just telling jokes that I thought that were jokes. And I did a couple of impressions that I thought I nailed, but I didn't. Now that I look at the video like now, I really didn't. My Mr. T was not
my
very
Mr. T.
Nah, it was not a very good Mr. T. It was more like a Mrs. T. Unsweetened. yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's how I go. Come on down. You're a comedian.
God. Okay. If you could go on tour with any comedian, who would it be?
Whew. Man. For the experience of just learning how to work a show and to do that, I would work with someone like Arsenio Hall, or you know, an old school comedian that's still working, mm-hmm. like Earthquake. Mm. Or you know, Bruce or somebody like that who's yeah. ground rooting and teach me the biz part of it. Mm-hmm. But as far as money wise, man, I'd open up for Kevin Hart. You know, he does Coliseums and yeah, you know what right. I'm saying. And I think he has another Netflix special that's coming out. You know, he's shooting it in the moon, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know. You know, for that money, I would work with, you know what I'm saying, for that note. But just to learn the biz and to do this whole like you know, just some OG comics, mm-hmm. and you know, get the feel of how things to do, because it's hard out here, and, you know, especially being from North Carolina, especially being from Raleigh, and there's not I don't know any major like comedians from Raleigh that's like blown up that you could, you know, blueprint through,
right.
So it's hard. It's like the rap scene here, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, nobody tells you like, hey, you know, do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. You just got to get out here with these demos and push them.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
What's weird to me that like this area just, it doesn't seem helpful when it comes to the entertainment industry.
But
like,
it is. That's the funny thing about it though.
Explain
it
to is. Me. Please explain it to
is.
Me.
It is. It is. It is. Like North Carolina is, first of all, stop calling us South. Stop calling us Southern. We're not Southern.
What do y'all call it?
We're Middle Easterns. You know what I'm saying?
Lies.
No, if we were South, we'd be South Carolina.
The Carolinas is one to me.
What?
It's all the same.
That's like Jersey.
No.
What?
It's not.
It is.
It's all the same.
What?
No. Oh, well, we North just Carolina? Say the Carolinas.
Oh shit, that's fucked up. Let's group everybody together.
Yeah,
and shit.
Just throw them on.
Well, that's like saying New York, Philly, and everybody all just because y'all upstate, y'all all the same.
That's not the same.
See?
Y'all got one football team, Carolina Panthers.
Hey.
The Carolinas.
Yeah.
It's not the North Carolina Panthers.
Well, yeah. That's only because they're trying to hold on. They, you know, South Carolina, they can't afford no team.
Oh, that's messed up.
They can't afford no team.
But I'm trying to figure out where do you say is helpful? Where, like,
because because Middle East, we're Middle East. We've been bombarded by a whole bunch of everything. You come from upstate, you got upstate music, upstate entertainment coming. You got Florida coming up, you know what I'm saying? And then you have the East Coast over here. So everything, if you look at it, if you triangulate everything that's coming, mm-hmm. doop, 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 it all winds up in North Carolina. And back in the days, that's how you broke records in North Carolina.
Yeah, but that's from the outside coming in. Right. I'm trying to figure out why the people here won't help the people here.
Oh, well, you know, that's a Willie Lynch thing right there. That's 400 years of
Oh my God.
That's 400 years of being taught how to be a nigger. The weird thing about it is every place says that.
That's not true.
Nah, every place says that.
I've been stationed a lot of places.
Every place says that, man. Every place says that. In a sense of cats is not being a large amount of folks coming through. I think that is just, they know us. And one thing about us is like we said earlier, that we will hold information in. We don't want, you know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, I said, hey, D, how much these couches, yo? You know, you be like, well, you know, see that, boom. You see what I'm saying? See how simple that is, black folk? You see how simple that is? But yet still somebody be like, you know, I got that on sale, and just keep it like that.
You see, because I had a few people on about, you know, the Carolinas, and I never thought about it, but y'all don't have a sound.
Of course not, because we've been bombarded by a whole bunch of other sounds.
But even just the natives, they don't have a sound. People that are from here.
I don't have, people say, you from North Carolina, you don't sound like, I'm like, well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, like Memphis, you know somebody from Memphis. Exactly. Atlanta, you know somebody
because
from Atlanta.
It's bombarded by everything. That's why we could get we had some cats had major deals in Raleigh and North Carolina, but like you said, there was not a sound to market there because everybody had a different sound. And you couldn't market like PD sounded different than Tribe Called. I mean, I'm from Seven Tribe. That's the North Carolina thing. You know, they didn't sound better from, you know, Yak Fu, you know, Mercury Records. And then, you know, you had Mr. Freeze, Lady Fire. You know, I could go on and on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because I love this hip-hop thing. But there, nobody sounded the same. Mm-hmm. Where you go to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? It's the slang, the this, the that, mm-hmm. the this. We didn't have that because we got hit by a whole bunch of things. We would say word, fresh, and then we'd be like, boom, you know what I'm saying, woley at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Because we get hit by so many things. Like, I love upstate music, you know what I'm saying? Freeway, Keras One and all that. But don't get it twisted now. Pastor Troy and Daggone, you know what I'm saying, 8 Ball AMG. Hey, you know, I'm all about that. You know, face down, ass up, you know what I'm saying, Uncle Luke, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about that, you know what I'm saying? So
pull that one out.
All right. Well, pause.
Oh, you are a fool. Oh my God. Well, I'm gonna hit you with my last question. I ask every one of my guests that come on the same exact question to close out the show.
All right.
What advice would you give 15-year-old Tico? He laughing.
Listen to Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
don't trust them hoes.
What the hell?
I'm joking. Yo! No, Snoop Dogg wasn't even out when I was 15.
That is
he wasn't
so
even
funny.
Out when I was 15. That was, who was out when I was 15?
Oh, my God.
EST and all them, yeah. I would tell myself, like, keep pushing. And trust your instincts. And everything that looks good ain't good for you.
Ooh, child. That's some good advice.
Shit, I'm listening to myself right now, man.
Mm-hmm. You need that now, huh?
Hell yeah. I won't even talk to my uncle. That spiritual shit you got going on over here. I ain't even talking to me.
You preach to yourself and didn't even know it. Mm. Listen, you are hilarious.
Thank you.
If y'all haven't seen him, I don't know when the next time you're going to be a stand-up, but you let the people know what you got coming up, anything you want to promote, how you want them to follow you on social media, let the folks know.
All right.
Please.
You know, usually I'm just busting out these open mics.
No Diddy.
All doubt. Yeah, yeah, busting out these open mics. Yeah, no Diddy. No doubt. I'm working on some things. I might be a continuously comedian at this spot across my fingers and my toes and my eyes. Okay. We just grind it out. I got some things. Might be on a tour this summer. Trying to ink all that stuff together. Mm-hmm. You know, Larry, we need to talk. I'm just calling everybody out on the damn joint.
Let them know.
Hey, well, you know, it is what it is to the night. So catch me. I'm out here in these here streets. I guess that's how y'all young folks say it.
He outside.
Yeah. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, you outside.
Every time I take my dog out, I'm outside.
Oh, my God. How can they follow you on social media?
Oh, man. Catch me. Tico de Gallo. T-I-C-O, capital D, lowercase A, capital G, lowercase U, and a Y, and a O.
Tico de Gallo.
Yeah, catch me on Facebook, Instagram. Shit, I even do TikTok every now and then. That's weird. I don't do X or Twitch because you got to be on that shit 24 hours. And I don't like y'all that much like that. Oh. I'm just joking. I love y'all. I love y'all. I'm joking. I'm too old to be on all that social media shit. So, yeah, just catch me when you can catch me. Catch me. Yo, if you see me on the street, just say, hey, how you doing? And I'll say, fine. And I'll keep walking. Yeah. And D, I want to just thank you so much. Like, for real. Like, you know, I've known you for a minute. And, you know, I'm really saying, I'm proud of things that you're doing. And I see what you, you know, ain't nothing holding you down and shit.
Thank you.
And it's amazing because, you know, sometimes people fold. And when, you know what I'm saying, when they fold, sometimes you just got to, you know, you got to roll with what you got to roll with. And, you know, confident in what you're doing. And I see you, yo.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Tico. I really do. And I appreciate you for taking the trek down here to Charlotte, to the other side of the Carolina, North
Hell
Carolina.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you something, boy.
What?
I love North Carolina, but there's a lot of damn trees coming down this way, boy. A lot of trees, boy. You get sleepy when you look at the trees.
Oh, God. Listen, I don't know if I've been to Raleigh. I don't know.
You never been to Raleigh?
I don't know.
You don't know if you've been to Raleigh?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Have you been to Freaknik?
No, Freaknik.
Yeah, have you been to Freaknik?
Like in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Like back in the day.
Well, see, I was seeing where you were, your head was at. I was thinking maybe you was drunk. You didn't know you was in Raleigh. I was just trying to figure out where you was at.
I know we was on tour with Trina, and I think Raleigh was one of the places we went to.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a lot of places in North Carolina, so Raleigh might have been. I just don't remember.
Well, I used to be in love with Trina.
Oh, God. Anyway, we ain't talking about her on my show. No. But yeah, I appreciate you for coming. Y'all know who I am. I am the Core Queen. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. So if you big back bitches need to get help in that gym, get that waist snatched, out here lying to yourselves about being thick when you actually fat, holler at your girl. I will help y'all out.
And yo, let me tell you something, yo. D, let me tell you. Fellas, she'll help you out too. She gonna help me out because... I got this. I'm starting to grow the dig do. I don't even know if you know what the dig do is.
What is that?
The dig do? Oh, that's when you go. That's when your stomach go in the dough for your dig do.
Oh,
so
my God.
Go ahead and get that taken care of. Get that taken care of, bro. Summertime coming. You know what I'm saying? There's some abs up under this. There's some abs up under here.
I can't deal some with abs this up under guy, here. Y'all. Listen, y'all. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit the notification bell. Tell your people about the podcast. If you want to be a guest on my show and I like you enough, I'll let you come on. Y'all, please comment, like, subscribe, share. Tell people about the Core Queen podcast. Y'all, we'll be back next week. And we appreciate y'all for coming to watch the show. And we are out. That one.